This recording, England 26, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a diversion of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arc with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
Oh. It was very expensive.
Did you wear that for the wedding?
Yeah, I got that for my cousin's wedding.
Mm. Very nice. I don't know what I'll wear because I am skint.
Well, I'm sure you'll buy something new.
Check goes in.
So, we'll meet in Chase as normal.
If you get in.
If I get served without ID because I didn't last time I went. And I was gutted.
And then we shall venture to bar.
And find some nice men. Mm-hmm. My cousin got married last Saturday and it was lovely. It was a very small church, which I wouldn't have liked because everybody had to really like squash into the pews. And the vicar at one point said, my cousin's middle name's Michael, Stuart Michael, and at one point he said, so Stuart and Michael will live together in holy matrimony, to which our side of the church burst out in hysterics, but I don't think Rachel's parents were very impressed by the fact that we were laughing, but it was quite funny and the vicar didn't even know he'd said it. But then the reception was in an absolutely gorgeous hotel that was by the River Thames, but like just a really small part of the River Thames, and there was another wedding there and all their guests arrived off a barge and it was lovely. My four little cousins were bridesmaids, but two of them fell asleep by 10 o'clock in their little bridesmaids' dresses in the corner. So that was fairly cute, but they're fairly cute anyway. So,
Bay. I've lived in Whitley Bay since I was about four. There's not a great deal to do in Whitley Bay, apart from drink. It's nice, quite pretty, next to Tyne Mall. The dome's horrible, but I actually went one night during the summer for my friend's birthday party. She had like a salsa night there and it's horrible. It's next to the Spanish city and it's full of chavas which are horrible young people who wreck Whitley Bay. There's a lot of debate going on in Whitley Bay at the moment about the pubs having late licenses because the residents aren't happy about it, but the pubs are the only thing that drag the tourists in, because it did used to be quite a good little tourist spot, but not anymore. I'd say probably Tyne Mall gets more of the business now. It's prettier, but it's full of old people. And I live there now.